WMJI, where we do more than just care.
All right, this is going to be a tough one. She's 78.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Can't pick on her too bad.
I know, and some of the stuff here is so embarrassing.
Wow.
I'm almost afraid to do this, but the kid sent it in.
Well, you got to go with the flow, John.
I'm going to go with the flow. Now, let's see what happens. I think she's in a nursing home or in a senior citizen's. Not a nursing home, but a senior citizen's home. Retirement house. So she should be around. All right. May have to wake her up.
Good morning.
Yeah, is Mary there?
Yeah.
Is this Mary?
Yeah.
Mary, how are you this morning?
Fine.
Mary, you don't know who this is, do you?
Heavens, no.
Not a clue. No idea. Mary, this is John Lanigan from WMJI Radio, the Flex Club.
Yes.
You're on the air right now.
Oh, I am?
Yes, we called you because of your birthday.
Holy cow.
No, really, it's okay.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, well, you're 78 Saturday.
Absolutely.
Or was it Thursday?
Oh.
See, for a long time,
yeah,
she celebrated her birthday on August 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
For years and years and years, this went on. Until one day she finally got her birth certificate to collect Social Security.
Yeah.
And realized actually it was 2 days earlier, the 1st of August, and she was 2 days earlier than she thought she was, which made her 2 days older. And you cried for days over that, didn't you?
That's a fact.
Well, now I'm confused. When is her
birthday is tomorrow.
Well, in the olden days, it was during the flu epidemic, and the doctors were so busy delivering babies that they just put down the 1st of August.
I see.
The first part.
But it was really the 3rd.
So that consoled me a little bit.
Okay.
I didn't think my mother could forget my birthday.
Well, she just got it wrong. But it actually is the 1st of August, but you celebrated it on the 3rd of August.
Hey, we celebrated for 3 days.
Okay. Well, fine. I think there's nothing wrong with that. Is everything going okay for you?
Absolutely.
You feel perfect. Good? You sound great? You're still living your life, having a good time?
Oh, I sure am.
Yeah, you
and
still play it?
I'm going to see the tribe.
Yeah, if the tribe's on, don't even call her.
Okay.
Because she won't even answer the phone.
Okay.
Just forget about it if the tribe's on.
I'm going down to the Jake.
Are you going to the Jake?
Yes, absolutely.
What? Wow, that's going to be fun.
And how?
You still got your lucky penny?
Oh, I sure do.
All right. She likes to go play.
I wonder who the Sneaky Pete was that gave you that information.
Oh, you wouldn't believe. She likes to play bingo, and she takes a lucky penny with her.
Yeah.
And one time she couldn't find her lucky penny. She kept fussing because she knew she took it with her, and she couldn't find it. And she won anyway, so she knew she had it. Later, she went to the ladies' room, and the penny was in the crotch of her underwear.
Oh, how terrible.
Well, is that not where... Mary, is that...
Somebody.
Mary, is that where it was? Mary?
I have to confess.
And she was anxious to play bingo one time, and she forgot to stop forgetting. She does this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly ever remembers to get gas.
Okay.
And so the people who go with her are always nagging her because the car's on empty, and they're sure they're going to run out of gas and be stranded somewhere. And you still haven't stopped doing that, have you?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Went to a convention.
Well, I'm trying to repent. I'm trying to do better.
Yeah, right. You went to a convention, I believe, last month?
Yes.
Yeah. Hadn't worn pantyhose in a long time either, had you?
No.
She stayed on the bed with her leg in the air, twisting all over the place, kicking her legs, trying to squeeze into them. Took her an hour and a half to get into her pantyhose.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, maybe not.
Somebody's going to suffer.
I haven't even talked to you about the time that you had to go to the bathroom and you've forgotten you were in the car.
Oh, this is terrible.
Look, I haven't gone any further. I left it right there, but you were squirming around and you had to go bad.
My life is an open book.
Oh, there's something about, squirming in a church parking lot that I don't even want to talk about.
Mm.
Then there was a time you came into the living room at Christmas playing Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
I really think somebody's been peeking.
There's some great stories. You got a geranium. Mom, a friend gave you a geranium a while back. And she was watering it and doing real well. And she mentioned, I guess, to your daughter that it really kept its bloom so long. And, she picked up the plant and looked at it and said, Mom, it's an artificial
geranium. A minor point.
Well, I can't see. I'm getting old.
And you're actually not hearing as well as you used to either.
No.
You're not?
But I can hear you.
I know. But she always claims she can hear just fine. One niece mentioned how nice she looked with face makeup. She thought she said pacemaker and threw a fit. I can hear fine.
Hang up now.
No, you can't. I got a couple more that are really cute.
Oh, yeah?
Dominic. Remember your son, Dominic?
Who?
Donnie. I'm sorry, not Dominic. Donnie. who was a bit of, this is some mom stuff that's kind of cute, was a picky eater.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
And would not eat his mashed potatoes. And she would get impatient with Donnie since dinner was almost over, and her warning was either eat it or wear it.
Oh.
Oh.
I guess Donnie looked kind of stupid sitting there with that pile of mashed potatoes on his head, didn't he?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful. Another time, Mary Ellen was learning to walk and wandered off into the street wearing only a diaper and carrying her bottle.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't figure out until the sound of horns alerted them that something was wrong, and they went into the major...
Don't have anything else to do.
Well, there's just great stuff in here.
I bet you.
Your son Richard thought you were a witch.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
On three different occasions, she told him...
I still don't ride a broom.
No, but you did tell him, I don't think it's a good idea for you to go out with the car right now.
Oh.
And three times he went out after she told him that, and three times he had an accident.
Oh.
I mean, this is scary.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Oh, but I don't ride the broom.
I know, and I know you're not a witch.
I always threaten to, but I haven't ridden the broom.
She would always tell the kids when they hurt themselves, it'll be better before you get married.
That's right.
And on Judy's wedding day, Judy finally said, are all my boo-boos going to go away now?
Oh.
A nice remembrance, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Yes,
beautiful.
It is. Family picnic, fishing trip, men stop by a creek to save some minnows. Kathy was so interested in what they were doing, she leaned over too far and fell in the creek. They picked her out of the water before she drowned and handed her to Mom. And later in the car on the way home, Kathy mumbled when somebody asked her a question. And they looked at her and couldn't figure out what the hell was wrong. And they found out that she'd opened the minnow bucket and helped herself to a snack. Yuck!
I really think somebody's going to suffer for this.
I hope, Mom. I hope they do suffer. Listen, happy 78th birthday.
It's all happiness. It's all happiness.
Absolutely.
It's all in a nice vein.
They love you a lot, obviously. Happy 78th birthday today.
Oh, thank you very much.
I hope you have
I
a terrific...
appreciate this little doodad.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye now.
Bye. All right. Let's go. There's a 78-year-old who's an Indian...